From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. How many hours can doctors work before their performance starts to decline? Scientific consensus says 16. But a new rule says young doctors are now allowed to work up to 28 hours in a row. From KQED in San Francisco, April Domboski looks at what this might mean for patient and doctor safety.
It was the middle of the night at San Francisco General Hospital. Resident Josie Valenzuela remembers she'd been working 8 days in a row for weeks, and it was really catching up with her.
I was really tired.
She was caring for a heroin addict, cutting an abscess on the patient's leg to drain infection. Then another ambulance arrived.
So I went to put the scalpel in some sterile towels for when I could come back, and I cut my left index finger.
The patient had HIV and hepatitis. Valenzuela would have to take antiviral medications that made her nauseated for weeks, and she had to explain to her husband that she might have contracted a lifelong disease.
We wanted to, we're going to start trying to have kids soon, and so that would make it complicated for us.
The university in charge of Valenzuela's residency wouldn't comment on her case, but said it schedules trainees according to rules set by the agency that governs medical education. That agency decided 6 years ago to limit work shifts for beginning doctors to 16 hours in an effort to prevent medical mistakes. But now they've reversed it. As of this summer, new doctors can again work shifts up to 28 hours.
Well, I think the majority of patients in the United States expect that their physician will be available to them, whether it's daytime, nighttime, Saturday or Sunday during the week.
Dr. Rowan Zetterman chaired the task force that changed the rule. He says senior doctors worried there were more mistakes because of how often the first-year residents were handing off their patients to other doctors.
Let's say your co-pilot kept coming and going throughout the flight and was gone. It seems to me that would be disruptive.
It's unclear what's riskier for patients, more frequent handoffs or exhausted doctors. Josie Valenzuela is finishing her residency at a different hospital now. She says she's lucky. She tested negative for HIV and hepatitis. In San Francisco, I'm April Domboski for Marketplace.